This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ethiopia's prime minister and military chiefs say that federal forces have taken full control of the Tigray region's capital, Mekele. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said in a statement posted on his Twitter page that the federal government is now fully in control of the city of Mekele. Authorities had said earlier that government forces were in the final stages of an offensive in the region and would take care to protect civilians in Mekele, a city of 500,000 people. There was no immediate comment from the Tigrayan forces in the northern region who have been fighting government troops for the past 3 weeks. Claims from all sides are difficult to verify since phone and internet links to the region have been down and access has been tightly controlled since fighting began on November 4th. Thousands of people are believed to have died, and around 43,000 refugees have fled to neighboring Sudan during the conflict. The head of the UN Refugee Agency says Sudan needs $150 million in aid to cope with the flood of Ethiopian refugees crossing the border from the conflict zone. Filippo Grandi said during a visit to a Sudanese camp on Saturday, the funds are needed for water, shelter, and health services.
The UN and humanitarian community needs about $150 million for the next 6 months to help the government of Sudan manage this refugee crisis.
Sudan has accepted more than 43,000 Ethiopian refugees while struggling with its own deep economic crisis. The country is also going through a fragile transition since the April 2019 ouster of veteran strongman Omar al-Bashir after unprecedented mass protests against his rule triggered by economic hardship. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.